Joining me now is Rory Stewart, the Conservative MP for Penrith and the Border, himself a former diplomat and part of Theresa May's government in the Ministry of Justice. Rory Stewart, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Theresa May has been praised for her response to this, even from Labour MPs. But isn't kicking out these diplomats just a statement? I mean, will it actually harm Russia in any way?
Well, it disrupts them. I mean, these are some of these diplomats being thrown out are Russian spies who will have been sent here to establish networks. So when you throw them out, it disrupts it a great deal. But you're absolutely right. It's only one stage of the kind of steps we're going to have to take, because this is a repeated pattern of Russian interference.
The US is supporting the Prime Minister's response. The thing is, though, Dr. Michael Carpenter, a former US Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, has said expelling diplomats won't have much of an impact. Disruption, as you say, yes, but that's it. Sanctions would be more effective. As we chat now, has Theresa May not gone far enough?
So sanctions are things that are actually already imposed on Russia because of Russia's policy towards Crimea and Ukraine. And the way to make those effective is to make sure that they're sanctions that embrace the whole of Europe rather than just Britain. The key thing is finding the response that shows clearly to Russia that we are going to respond and we're not going to take this lying down, but we have to judge it in a way that we don't escalate. So we don't want to get in a situation where Russia, which is a country that at the moment is economically weak, has an aging population, and is lashing out. And we have to respond to it in a very measured and firm way, but we don't want to antagonize it into something that gets out of control.
If we knew, though, as you've said, that some of these diplomats were spies, why has it taken until now to kick them out?
Because traditionally what you do with diplomats, even those engaged in intelligence operations, is that you monitor them, you surveil them, and you follow them to find out what they're doing. And then you retain the ability to throw them out when you want to show a clear message that diplomatic relations have broken down. So the United States expelled Russian diplomats after they found 14 illegals in the United States a few years ago.
Let's just talk about Jeremy Corbyn for a moment. Jeremy Corbyn's spokesman has said there's not yet enough evidence that the Russian government was behind this. He's pointing to intelligence mistakes in the past. Does he have a point?
No, there's absolutely no doubt that Russia is behind this. This is a very particular Russian manufactured nerve agent. This is a very standard Russian FSB intelligence operation. It's very reminiscent of what we clearly proved Russia was behind with a polonium attack on a Russian in a London hotel. So it's very much Russia. Jeremy Corbyn is absolutely wrong about that.
Obviously, Moscow continues to deny any involvement in the attack. Even if proof is found, though, it's unlikely that Russia will hand over any suspects. I'm thinking the Alexander Litvinenko case springs to mind with regards to that.
Exactly. So Litvinenko was the example with polonium that I was talking about. And in that case, we very clearly traced it back to a particular individual who Russian then appointed as the deputy speaker of their parliament to try to give him immunity. So this is Russia using these grotesque, horrifying forms of damage in a way that's very, very public. They use radioactive substances, they use nerve gases, because their intention is not just to kill the individual. If they just wanted to kill the individual, they would potentially shoot him or make it look like a robbery that's gone wrong. They're doing this because they want to communicate a message to all Russians outside Russia and spread fear. It's a form of terrorist attack. Terrorist in the sense that it's spreading terror.
We've been hearing just actually in the past half an hour or so whilst we've been on air that Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says the government will send a sample of the nerve agent used in Salisbury to the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. I've got to ask you, why is it taken until now for him to come out and say that's going to happen? Why wasn't it done sooner?
Well, it took us, as you know, some time to work out exactly what this nerve agent was. And then once we'd established a nerve agent, we've now established that this is an illegal program which is being run covertly by Russia, which has signed up to a whole series of treaties not to create this nerve agent. So the Foreign Secretary's next move is absolutely logical, which is to say, now that we've identified what this is, we've identified it's illegal, we're now going to take it through the full international method. So it's not just about the real horror of this, which is what was done to somebody in Britain, but also to hundreds of British citizens surrounding him. that they've started an illegal manufacturing program of a horrifying weapon.
How do you expect this to play out in the coming days, weeks and months? I mean, it's still, as you'll be aware, over many of the front pages this morning. How do you see this going on?
Well, I think the important thing is to see it in the context of what Russia is doing around the world. So Putin is very proud of playing this game called Go, where you move pieces from different corners all the time. So in this case, he'll be doing something in Britain, but he'll also be doing something in Syria. He'll be doing something in the Baltic. He'll be doing something in Crimea and Ukraine. His policy is to try to find opportunities all the time to destabilize. So what I think you will expect to see is Russia continuing to test the boundaries. And if Britain responds firmly, he's then going to be looking for other opportunities. So we need a real sense of international solidarity, by which I mean the whole of Europe, the United States, NATO needs to be absolutely uniform in the way they respond to these things. Otherwise, we're going to find cyber attacks happening in Eastern Europe. We're going to find other poisoning attacks. We're going to find Russia's attempts to encroach on other people's territory.
The World Cup is due to kick off in Russia on the 14th of June. Should it still go ahead in Russia?
Well, I think the first move that we've made is to pull all senior British people from going, so there'll no longer be any British ministers or senior members of the British royal family. I heard Tim Farron's point, and I think it's a very interesting one, and I think it's something the government will probably look at, but that's something for the Foreign Office.
Would you support England not going to the World Cup?
I think it's a difficult call. What the Prime Minister said yesterday is that we're trying to make clear that our anger is with the Russian government, not with the Russian people. And there's a long tradition of sporting ties being ways of keeping relationships open between the British people and the Russian people, even when there's a great deal of tension going on in the world. So we're going to have to weigh up how we make the message very clear to the Russian government. And at the moment, we're making that clear by not sending British ministers or members of the British royal family. But the Prime Minister's current judgment is that to keep the relationship going people to people and making it clear that our problem is with Putin, not the Russians. Her decision at the moment is that England would still go to the World Cup.
Okay, thank you for your time this morning. That's Rory Stewart, who's a government minister in the Ministry of Justice and, of course, the Conservative MP for Penrith and the Border.